The CSO is calling on 15,000 to 16,000 families with nine-month-old babies to take part in its latest Growing Up in Ireland survey. The first cohort are now 17 years old. Katie O'Farrell is a senior statistician with the CSO. Katie, I can't believe the first group are now 17. I feel like I've been following them for years. Obviously, we all have. Tell us who you're looking for this time.
Absolutely, yes. So we're delighted this week to be launching a new cohort within the Growing Up in Ireland survey. As you said, it's been 16 years since we last invited families with new babies to take part. And obviously in that time, there have been significant changes in Ireland. So it really feels like an optimal time to start a new cohort to understand the impact of those societal changes. So along with the Department for Children, we're asking 15,000 to 16,000 randomly sampled families from all over the country who have a nine-month-old baby to take part. It's so, so important that the data we get reflects the makeup of Ireland today. We know that every family and every household looks different. So we're going to have 50 interviewers travelling to every corner of the country, every county, to interview families over the next year. And I'd really encourage households, if they receive a letter inviting them to take part, that they consider participating.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, you can't interview a nine-month-old, though you might get more sense out of some of them than you do a few adults. How old will they have to be before you talk to the children themselves?
So yeah, absolutely. We don't expect much contribution from the nine-month-olds directly. So in that first interview, the kind of things we'd cover with the parents would be baby's physical health, development, their social and emotional development, etc. And we also ask the parents questions about their wider family network, their community network, etc. But yeah, absolutely. As the child grows, we really want their voice to be heard and for them to be active participants in the survey. So, for example, at 9 years old, previously we've asked the children, what makes you happy? At 13, we might ask them, what aspect of being a grown-up are you most looking forward to? And then as our children grow and become young adults, we ask them a little bit more about their mental health, because that can sometimes become a little bit more pertinent. So mm-hmm. The voice of the child becomes much more central to growing up in Ireland as the children grow up.
Well, we look forward to hearing what they have to say. Dr. Katie O'Farrell of the CSO, thank you for talking to us.